This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. Democrats have a formula, a recipe for success in Louisiana elections. Demographer Greg Rigamer explains.
You need for a Democrat to win at least 90% of the African-American vote and a third of the white vote.
And African-Americans need to account for at least 30% of the votes cast.
And that has been the formula that has held true for every race since really 2003.
That's when Democrat Kathleen Blanco was elected governor. Rigamer worked on that campaign and has consulted for pretty much every candidate, Democrat or Republican, to win a major Louisiana race since then. So it wasn't much of a surprise when the Edwards campaign brought him on to address disappointing turnout in the primary among Democrats' key demographics. In October, about a quarter of the electorate was black, and Edwards finished with 47% of the vote, well short of the 50% threshold that would have let him bypass a runoff on his way to a second term. So the campaign zeroed in on the state's urban population centers. They did well in the suburbs and even better in cities like Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
His performance in the African-American precincts is really the best that I've seen ever.
That's Rigamer again.
He got literally, unequivocally, over 98% of the African-American vote.
And crucially, black voters made up about 31% of the electorate. That unprecedented increase between the primary and the runoff was thanks to a robust get-out-the-vote effort, not just by Edwards' campaign, but by voter outreach groups like the Power Coalition for Equity and Justice.
The old-fashioned get-out-the-vote, and I don't think anybody accounted for that.
This is Chico Yancey, an organizer with one of the dozen or so groups that make up the Power Coalition.
And that's what won the election, the little people. The little people.
Yancey said after the primary, they got back to basics, knocking on doors, making phone calls, providing rides to the polls. Ashley Shelton is the Power Coalition's executive director. She said Edwards and the so-called Democratic machine may have reaped the benefits of voter engagement with communities of color during the runoff, but the seeds were planted long before that.
You know, like this idea that, like, you know, that African-American voters or Latinx or Vietnamese voters are just coming out in response to the machine's request. You know, it makes me so grouchy because I really feel like we've been trying to build a movement.
The coalition set a goal to contact each prospective voter they targeted 5 times before the election to figure out what really mattered to them. Together, they made more than 1 million voter contact attempts, talking about big-ticket items like healthcare, better wages, and affordable housing. But grassroots organizers said they connected with voters on things that were much closer to home. For example, Lakita Smith from Black Voters Matter said she spoke with residents of New Orleans' lower Ninth Ward seeking relocation from atop a toxic landfill. That never came up on the campaign trail, but Smith said just listening made all the difference.
Letting them know we're just not coming to your door, knock on your door, and to talk at you. But we're having a conversation and a dialogue about what's important to you.
Shelton says conversations like that are often absent when outside groups court the black vote.
At the end of the day, voters want to be a part of this process, but they have to see a connection to their everyday lives. We've been talking to and moving policy change that our people see and are understanding that actually their vote and their voice can make a difference.
She said she hopes to turn those connections into enduring civic engagement that reaches far beyond the voting booth and affects positive change throughout the state. For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.